16 charter schools currently operate in Arkansas doesn't sound like much compared to more than 1,100 traditional public schools around the state. Charter schools are open enrollment public schools of choice. Students opt to attend. Some are accelerated, rigorous math and science-based college prep schools, while others are more concentrated on the humanities. Others exist to help impoverished and underserved communities. In Arkansas, charter schools are funded with tax dollars, but excluded from receiving millage, facilities funding, or transportation fees. Special federal startup dollars, as well as foundations and donations, help cover the balance. The Arkansas Department of Education maintains charter oversight, and the state legislature creates charter laws. This session, SB 436, the Charter School Accountability Act, passed the state Senate and this week progressed through the House. Introduced is a shell bill by Democratic Senator Jimmy Jeffries of Crossett. It was later sponsored by Republican Senator Gilbert Baker of Conway. Misty Newcomb is Director of Outreach for the Department of Education Reform at the University of Arkansas.
It does two things. It provides some more freedom and protection for charter schools, but it also provides some more accountability for them. So there's some of the same protections that are already afforded to our traditional public schools as far as lawsuits and things like that are concerned are now provided to charter schools. It also ensures that they receive their categorical funding in the year that students who are eligible for that categorical funding are enrolled.
So, for example, English language learner, special education, and federal NSLA funding for low-income student academic support will be released in the year the student is enrolled. Misty Newcomb's been in Little Rock this session, monitoring various education committees and bills, including several charter school measures. She and her colleagues at the University of Arkansas provide unbiased research findings to Arkansas policymakers and education leaders. She said the accountability measure also does away with the requirement for any charter school applicant to go before a public school district.
Now they can still do that if they want, but they have the option of going straight to the Board of Education. And since in every case the charter eventually has to appeal to the State Board of Education, it's just a way to expedite the process.
However, the bill requires more accountability in the form of reporting requirements, including annual reports on student mobility, why certain students leave or are expelled. It also removes specific applicant advertising requirements and allows students to remain on waiting lists, which were turned over annually. Several charter management organizations, or CMOs, operate in Arkansas. For example, KIPP Delta Public Schools. KIPP, or Knowledge is Power Program, is a nationwide network of college prep schools specifically designed to close the achievement gap among low-income students in poor districts. Once a charter school is approved and established after 1 year, staff can begin to recruit.
Previously, only KIPPs could expand in the state, but this bill opens that up where it's not exclusively KIPP schools, but schools that have under an evaluation have improved academic performance of the students that attend there and have proved to be financially stable. Those schools can request a license that would allow them to expand beyond just one campus, but to other campuses in the state.
In Northwest Arkansas, we have Haas Hall Academy, a college prep charter school in Fayetteville, and Benton County School of the Arts, a K-12 institution in Rogers. The bill also exempts charters from first-year auditing by the state and allows the charters to hire their own auditors. One other charter school measure, SB 346, also sponsored by Senator Gilbert Baker, would remove limitation of the number of open enrollment charter schools in Arkansas to a sort of complicated sliding scale.
The cap is currently set at 24. They removed the cap I can't actually give you a real specific number because the language in the bill says once the charter count gets to within two charters from the cap. So right now it's at 24. Once it gets to 22, we can increase by five. And when that happens again, we have the option of then increasing by 5. So it's not just a blanket removal of the cap. It's it gives a little bit more control to the State Board of Education and to the governor to remove that cap.
Some CMOs operate in elementary, middle, and high school, which require 3 separate charters. That's one reason to remove the cap, Newcomb says.
This helps the state recruit some of those high-quality organizations. The surrounding states have either removed their caps or have greatly expanded the cap. And so that puts that gives us less of a competitive edge if we have a cap in recruiting those high-quality CMOs. And that one of the things that those high-quality CMOs are looking at before they move into a state is what type of charter school laws are there, how much freedom will they have. And so that's why this issue still receives a lot of attention, even though we're quite a ways from the cap.
The Arkansas School Board Association, as well as the Arkansas Association of Educational Administrators, support increased accountability, but stood in opposition to lifting the cap. Arkansas Association of Education Administrators Executive Director, Dr. Richard Abernathy.
And this just simply says that once you get within close to that 24 number, then the cap automatically goes up 5. And then the next time it goes up, then you get close to that number. So ultimately, there is no cap on charter schools anymore. But Arkansas has never really had approached the charter school limit at this point in time. You know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. And I think if they do an effective job, just like everything else, the proof will be on the results. And if they do receive good quality results, and I think you see those numbers go up, and if you don't, then I think the state board demonstrated very clearly what they'll do. They'll close down, in effect, charter schools.
Abernathy says charter schools, which, by the way, are represented in his association, are designed to test the limits of innovation, so can set certain rules which traditional public schools can't. So some inequities may exist, he said. He seeks a level playing field among all public schools. But he says if a child receives a quality education via charter schooling, he supports that. And despite limits on charter schools being lifted, Misty Newcomb says we should not expect a surge of charter schools in the state under the new law.
Because of the rigor or the diligence, whatever you would like to call it, that the state board uses when determining who can be approved, it's unlikely that the state of Arkansas is going to be inundated with charter schools. They're very quick to close them, and it's very hard to open one in the state of Arkansas. So I think what we're going to see, and I think that really what this bill sets up, is more charter management organizations. It makes it easier for established charter management organizations, and those are organizations like many have heard of KIPP or of the schools in Harlem, the Harlem Village Academies. Many have heard great reports about these schools, and these are large national organizations that have perfected replicating charter schools to an art, and they can go in and they have a formula and they have a system and they have the resources to set up new charter schools without a lot of the challenges that what you might call a mom and pop organization would have. And so this bill, in my opinion, sets it up to recruit those types of organizations into the state of Arkansas.
Opponents of charter schools say they are pulling the best and the brightest from traditional public schools and that they may also culturally segregate. But Misty Newcomb says research indicates otherwise.
I think that with charter schools, what they offer, the potential that's there, is that we could actually have schools that are not restricted to your zip code, that where kids from lower performing schools or from lower performing schools could move from those schools to a higher performing school in a way that you don't actually see in the traditional system. And so, yes, there's variation in the types of kids that attend these charter schools. There's variation in the types of schools that attend public schools. I think the difference with charter schools is that there's an opportunity for kids who are in a low-performing school to come to a higher-performing school. Charter schools offer that opportunity in a way that the traditional system has not yet done.
Misty Newcomb says the charter school movement is new in Arkansas, and families are still learning about their existence and purpose. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.